Now to an uproar about lean, finely textured beef. That's the official name. It's known by detractors as pink slime. It's a product made from leftover meat trimmings that are treated with chemicals, namely ammonia, and then added to hamburger. And recent reports show that the USDA buys millions of pounds of the product for school lunches. The practice has come under sharp critique by the celebrity chef and food activist Jamie Oliver on his TV show. He calls it shocking.
In America, they've come up with a piece of technology that can turn this into something that ends up in your school food. Pink slime is allowed in any school in America.
Well, now thousands of people have added their names to online petitions raising safety concerns and calling on the government to stop buying ground beef that includes the questionable product. For more, we're joined by New York Times investigative reporter Michael Moss, who won a Pulitzer for his reporting on the dangers of contaminated meat. Michael, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
This term pink slime, I gather, was sort of introduced widely to the public in one of your reports. What are we talking about when we're talking about pink slime?
So this is a mash-like material that's derived from trimmings from the beef carcass. And they happen to be the fattiest part of the cow. And so they're put into a centrifuge which spits out the protein parts of the material. It has a rather bright pink hue and an aqueous type nature to it, and thus the term pink slime was used by an USDA official who had seen it in the processing plant.
And the benefit of it is that it's cheap, right? I mean, that's why people use it.
Yeah. In the art of formulating ground beef, there's something called least cost formulations. And companies will, mix and match trimmings from different parts of the cow and different suppliers to achieve kind of the perfect level of fatness. And this material has the attribute of being slightly less expensive than the low-fat material that's typically derived from grass-fed cows from South America.
Now, that brings us to the ammonia. Why is that added? What does it do?
Well, because this material is derived from the outermost part of the carcass, it's most susceptible to E. coli, which is the pathogen that gets onto beef through excrement, which is on the hides of cows. And they came up with this method that consists of adding a gaseous ammonia to the material that raises the alkalinity to a point that makes the material inhospitable to the E. coli pathogens.
And what about that? First, does it work? And second, what about the ammonia gas itself? Is that harmful?
So the gas itself is approved by the federal government as being entirely safe. The safety question caught my attention because it was none other than the school food officials who were testing the material regularly who found that on numerous occasions, in fact, they were finding E. coli 0157H there when they were least expecting it because of the ammonia process. The company says that it has a rigorous testing program that goes beyond the federal government standards, but still it was there, and there's some question about how foolproof that is.
We recently saw that McDonald's and Taco Bell and Burger King have all said they're not going to be using this anymore in their hamburgers and other products. Was that specifically because of these safety concerns, or was it just public relations?
I think their public statements were more like we had, reformulated and found other sourcing material for our burgers. So they didn't comment directly on, either the safety concern or the wholesomeness issue that surrounds the material.
I'm looking at a statement from the American Meat Institute, which says that this, what they call boneless lean beef trimmings, is in fact beef, and that the USDA has said this is safe and you're abiding by our rules. Are they right about that?
Well, when I was doing the original reporting, one of a beef industry consultant who was working with the producer of this material, sort of pointed out that look, on one hand, I think they deserve some applause for using parts of the carcass that, heretofore were going into cooking oil or pet food and actually turning into something that's consumable. So that certainly is one viewpoint out there. And as we mentioned, It's entirely approved by the USDA and up to this point accepted by school lunch officials as a component in the ground beef that they purchase.
Michael Moss is working on a book about the processed food industry. Michael, thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure.
And if you're curious how to avoid what's called pink slime, you can read about it at our food blog, The Salt, at npr.org.